WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
I'm former WWE superstar Al Snow.
Hey everybody, this is Biff Naked.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is Eric Bischoff, and you're listening to WTR Sunday Nights.
Give me your attention for a moment.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
Does that sound like fun?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Best investigator reporting on the planet.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Anything about that seem unusual to you?
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
Don't. Sir, me, young man, you have no idea who you're dealing with.
The Omega.
And I don't want nobody calling me son or kid or sport or nothing like that, cool?
Heartbreak Mike.
Mikey, when they let you out of jail.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Now that's the worst disguise ever. That guy's definitely an alien.
Keep your ears open on this one.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Don't stop listening or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
It's me, it's that D-O-double-G mobbing once again with Wild Talk Radio.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Have you ever seen the movie Casablanca?
Same thing, except no Nazis.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Imagine what you'll know tomorrow.
WTR Sunday Night.
All right, I'm in. Because look, there's some next level shit going on around here and I'm with that.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You got the name of the show wrong, Omega.
Huh?
It's WTR Karaoke with Tim Stein, if you can't hear it in the background.
Oh, jeez.
You never look.
What?
My way. It's my way. My way on the highway.
Congratulations. It's one of Limp Bizkit's two songs that are listenable.
And what's the other one?
You know, offhand, I can't remember. It ain't rolling.
Was it Crack Addict?
We're just going to go through all the ones WWE used at some point.
Yes, because that is going to bring us back from break on segment two.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Which is why I knew the name of it, because it's what if staring me in the face. So there you go.
Oh, it's going to be one of those nights.
This is the Omega,
the be-all, end-all of our network. We have no Heartbreak Mike, who is lost somewhere in Philly.
I didn't do it.
So sure you're going for cheesesteaks in the wrong side of town.
Had nothing to do with it, I swear.
He's heading to your house for right now.
Anyway.
And of course, the one you hear singing along in the background to Fred Durst, the one and only Tim Stein.
It's my way or the highway. Wow, where is everybody going? Get back here! Turn around! Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thanks for joining us for this live webcast where we do stuff and talk about stuff and things.
Stunning.
Informative by the lead host of this show.
And it's relative how?
He knows how to set the table for what is to come on this show tonight.
Because
oh, absolutely.
Let's face it, all the Samoans are related one way or the other. Breaking news.
Did you know we're streaming live on TuneIn Radio? Just search Wild Talk Radio Network. Get it for your phone. You can listen anywhere you want on the go.
What if I have a tablet, not a phone?
On a streaming device. You're fine.
Okay. On any mobile device. It works. Don't tune out. Tune in. Okay, that's not very good. Anyway, we got a bunch of things to talk about this evening. Shit that happened in the past week in WWE and a couple other places. But I just want to kick off by saying rest in peace to basically the greatest mind that our generation has ever known, the late great Stephen Hawking. Thank you for absolutely everything that that you did for humankind.
God, that news sucked.
Sorry about the bad news, but you got to celebrate what he did for everybody and not mourn the fact that he's not here. And so if you're into physics and science, even the tiniest little bit, you know what, how big a deal Stephen Hawking was. So just wanted to get that out of the way really quickly. Omega, I want to talk about Monday Night Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Last Monday night, we were subjected to yet another, it's hard to call it a promo when it just feels so real. A diatribe, worked shoot, if you want to get an insider's phrasing on it. But Roman Reigns tearing down Brock Lesnar, yet once again going even further and confronting Vince McMahon this past Monday night.
I really liked this.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love just like tearing through the back through Gorilla, and not only is there Vince, there's Shane.
Hi.
Yep.
Hi, just over here. Hi. Don't notice me. I'm just here in the background. Not my brand, but I'm just here.
Cool. I'm hanging out with my dad.
Producing the show. Just, cool.
Take your son to work day.
There you go. This is harkening back a little bit to the Attitude Era, don't you think?
It kind of is.
Yeah.
Especially in the Attitude Era, you went backstage a lot more often for live feed like that.
Yeah, but
that's the kind of shit you just don't see pulled anymore.
Yeah, they're playing this like it's an absolute 100% shoot, and some people are actually buying into it, which is great, but the vast majority know that this is all still a scripted thing. We still don't know the reason why Brock no-showed a couple of weeks ago, do we?
No, nothing official.
Nothing official. Here's the thing about that. There are reports out there saying that he was held off on off of TV on purpose, just so they could do this angle. Do I buy into it? Well, you know, I'm going to give it a 50-50. Maybe, maybe not. You, at this point in time, and this is what's so refreshing, especially nowadays, is that they're getting away with it.
Yeah.
You don't know.
What will bite them in the ass if they keep doing it. Because the first show he no-showed, supposedly no-showed, he was advertised for that show. He was also advertised for last week's show. So that's now twice for the live crowd. He hasn't been there. And at some point, false advertising is going to come into play.
And I'm going to tell you right now, no, it won't, because every single wrestling promotion has a little caveat at the bottom of the posters their advertising that covers their ass. As always, card subject to change. Yeah, we're advertising Brock, but it might not happen.
But if this continues to happen and there is no justified reason out there, you are going to start getting people suspicious that it is happening intentionally, in which case, no, now it is false advertising. Even if car is subject to change, you can't promise something you know for fact is not going to be there.
Yeah, no, you've got a point there. It's a very gray, fairly damn murky area. But here's the thing. Vince McMahon Monday night guaranteed that Brock will be on Raw tomorrow night.
But what he never said was live in person.
He didn't. So either it's a tape or he's going to be there. He just said he will be on Raw.
Paul Heyman walks out with a cardboard cutout.
And here's the difference. He can say that all he wants on television. They can promise Brock every single week on television. That's fine. You're not going to get killed for that. But it's when the local market stuff, when you're the false advertising.
Oh, yeah. Now, here's the thing. The local market, are they actually advertising that in the local market, or is it just exclusively TV?
No, it was the last two shows he was scheduled for were local market advertising. I don't care what they say on television, he's going to be there next week. That is not false advertising. You're not the buying customer. You're the television viewer. Two different things. Television viewer, you get over it. If you're actually putting down $200 for a ticket, that's where it becomes a problem.
Well, if I'm putting down $200 a ticket because I'm dumb enough to spend $200 to see Brock live, then I want to see Brock live.
Right. And that's why
I'm not going to spend $200 just to see one guy.
But that's why people were so mad when he was showing up at these house shows and wrestling for 30 seconds.
Yep. No, it's completely understandable. But, you know, the thing about it is, have the cheers for Roman gotten more positive in the last couple of weeks, Omega?
I kind of feel like they have, in a way, just because Roman's getting to do what generally gets people to pop for somebody, especially, like, you know, in the CM Punk days, which was saying what was on people's minds.
Pipe bomb.
Actually, yeah, actually being the voice of everything that you're not supposed to say.
And he was told to go out and say it anyway, and people ate it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's one of those cases where somebody in creative finally got through to whoever says yes or no, Vince, that it would be the smartest freaking thing to do. You've been trying everything to get Roman over. The thing is Roman getting over, or is the pop for what Roman is saying about Brock?
Oh, I mean, right now it's absolutely the pop he's getting for, you know, saying what people are thinking.
Yep.
You know, because as soon as he gets into that ring, story changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but some of the rub is going Roman's way, definitely. Yeah, you're popping for, yeah, you know what? You're right. He's being a real prick for not being here when he's supposed to be here. Why is he getting paid all this money and then basically screwing us over? You're right, Roman. I agree with you. Hey, you know, maybe Roman's got a point. Maybe he's got something going for him after all.
Now, here's the thing. Remember the first, well, I guess, you know, reality stuff he mentioned the first week, right? He got super cheered during Raw, right?
Yep.
The dark match, he got booed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was within 2 hours later. So it's like, is it really working? Is it going to get him over to the masses? Is it a thing? I don't know.
Well, you've got two answers to that, and they both work at the same time. Yes and no. Fans are starting to finally buy into this upcoming match at WrestleMania, which is what they want. They're not so much buying into Roman, which is the other thing WWE wants.
All right, I'll ask this question. Do you want to see Roman Reigns kick Brock Lesnar's ass?
I'm going to let Omega go.
Now, based on what we've seen on television, do you want to see Roman Reigns kick Brock Lesnar's ass?
He's on my team and I'm in last place. But besides that...
Besides that...
See, I kind of do, but that's still, like, there's still a bit of smarkiness in there to me. Like, I want to see him kick his ass because I'm sick of this part-timer shit ruling how the company works.
Okay, part two of the question. Do you want to see Roman Reigns as your champion at the end of that?
That's the good question.
That's the problem.
Because, let's think about it. Who's the most popular man on that roster right now?
Braun Strowman.
Don't you want him to be your champion?
He's too green still. Okay. No matter how over and how popular he is, he's still too green.
But he's the most popular guy. You want the belt as a booker, Tim, on the most popular guy, right?
No. As a booker, you want the most popular guy to chase the title. That is booking standpoint. That's what sells tickets and bring him back.
How much money did Goldberg make?
Yeah.
But Braun's been on the chase for 2 years.
That's fine. He's still too green to be the guy. The thing about it is, this is the number one rule in booking a wrestling show. Don't give the fans what they want. Find out what they want and then screw them. Do the opposite. And keep doing the opposite till you get them worked up into a fury before they turn away. And then you give it to him at the big show.
What does Paul White have to do with this?
I didn't mean that big show.
No, this is the strategy with Daniel Bryan, but they took so long on him, they didn't get much out of it by the time they actually pulled the trigger.
Which was unfortunate timing for him.
It was unfortunate timing, and it just they started it too soon and it took too long. This goes part and parcel with what I'm saying. They finally gave the fans what they wanted, but by then, the only way that they had to make it actually work was to have him beat Triple H. So, but, you know, the question that you asked that I threw to Omega first, my answer is yes. I want Roman to beat Brock. And it's all with everything going on with these work shoot promos. Right now, I'm not speaking as a smark or an insider. I'm speaking as a fan. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, you know what? Roman's right. Screw this. Kick his ass. And of course, this is me not seeing the forest for the trees, but I'm doing it. I admit I'm doing it intentionally. What's going to happen in 4 months when Roman's still the WWE champion? Oy vey.
And that's the key.
Yep.
Roman was this way. What? When was Cena and Roman? October? September, October?
Something like that.
Has it really helped him? Like he was, you know, shooting straight and, you know, telling things we weren't supposed to know, and then he went back to his normal shtick for 3 more months.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're back to this because of the, you know, the direction they want to go. when he becomes champion, is he still going to shoot it straight? Is he going to tell us things we shouldn't be hearing? Or is he going to be company guy that we won't get behind? Because the only way this works is if he sticks with it.
This is what exactly I was thinking. They've got to keep it up because it's working. They've got to make him the resident bad boy. But, because right now, that's what's going to work. They've tried practically everything else.
But it was working in September, October, and then they stopped it clean.
This is what I'm saying. Keep it up.
But can they?
I mean, there's only so far you can go with a shtick like that.
Well, if they can't keep it going, they're not very good creatively speaking. And yes, I know, we're talking WWE creative, yada, yada, yada.
No, their creative is fine. Just they have so much content, it's hard to keep things going all the time.
They've just got to keep grabbing on to the next thing is what they got to do. They've got to, in some cases, they're going to have to anticipate it before it becomes the next thing. Right now, the next thing, the current thing is let's pick on Brock because people, are getting into the fact that he's, not a company man.
So, okay, let's look further, Tim. Roman beats Brock. Roman goes against what? More Braun?
Well, I don't know. That's probably not going to happen because I think Braun is going to be our tag team champion.
Or Braun's going to SmackDown in the shakeup. Either one.
One or the other,
One or the other. And then on the flip side, imagine this, and everyone's going to cringe when I say this. Think about your summer feud coming up on Monday Night Raw after the Superstar Shakeup. WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns against...
Oh, don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Oh, Christ. No.
Baron Corbin.
That's what I was afraid you were going to say. Give me back my money.
No, I'll go. Like that's not as bad as I feared.
Oh, you wanted the modern day Maharaja?
No. It's what I expected, but it's not what I wanted.
You sure you don't want the modern day Maharaja?
I'm positive.
You can get Mahabharishira to go with him.
No. Give him Kevin Owens.
What you're getting is a heel Dean Ambrose once he heals up because he's getting close.
Do we really want to see a heel Dean Ambrose?
I kind of do.
We've seen a heel Seth Rollins. The closest Ambrose ever got was being a tweener.
But are we sure we're going to get the heel Dean Ambrose? Because there's still money in that Shield thing, which they never got because it was mistimed.
Yeah, but that was the game plan. Like, you would have seen Seth versus Dean at WrestleMania if everything hadn't gotten blown.
Thanks, Brent.
More from him later.
Yeah, we're going to get to him. They're trying so hard to get this Roman Reigns over. Trying so hard. When he beats Brock, gets the belt, Omega will scream joy for winning points. I don't know if there's a great payoff to it because he's done it. And I know we can go back in time. Steve Austin won it multiple times and The Rock won it multiple times. But it's like, we feel like this is the coronation again and again. When they won it, it was, here we go. They're the champion again. But every time it feels like they're trying to coronate Roman as
the champion. How many times have we been through this?
We've been planning this for a year. We've known this was the direction. And it feels like it halts the growth of everybody else on the roster. Like,
I mean, it does. It does. It makes it impossible to succeed when you're on Raw because nobody can win. No matter what anyone does, no matter how good anyone is, put on a 5-star match, Meltzer creams his pants. You're still not going to get pushed because you're not part of the Brock Roman plan.
And it's hurt them in the past, this focus of having it. We fault them for not having long-term direction, but at the same time, their long-term direction always hurts them. Because if you go back to 2012 and Ryback was over and they had a direction where they wanted to go and Ryback could have been a thing.
Proved that he couldn't do the thing to be the thing.
But if they actually pushed him and gave him that win when he was at his peak and not had him lose and actually gave him win, he would have gotten over for that period, even though they had the direction of Rock and Punk at the Rumble.
I'm pretty sure that the current angle between Roman and Brock was something that Ryback came up with.
Oh, because Ryback knows everything.
Ryback came up with it, but then they gave it to somebody else.
Yeah, because
if you listen to his podcast, he knows everything.
Who would listen to something like that?
Rybackians?
Every dirt sheet I follow, apparently. I'm getting so sick of it.
Oh, my God. X-Wrestler says this on his own very own podcast to get attention. Oh, my God. He's speaking out. Next. Click here. Anyway. As we're doing this, I'm sitting here watching WrestleMania 31 on the network because it's on the live feed, and it's the main event. Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns.
Wait. I'm going to predict that Seth Rollins comes out and cashes in.
Spoiler much?
Spoiler alert.
Yes. We don't have that option this year unless Carmella gets really, really daring.
Again, That would be awesome. She ends the streak by cashing in on Oscar.
And that would totally piss me off because I would lose the points that I'm going to get.
Yes, but that imagine would, that.
And then some. No.
Everyone off.
But that would piss everybody off. But again, that would be the greatest thing for the women's division. Just saying. Because on the flip side, the Roman Reigns for the females is going to be Asuka for the next year. Be warned, people.
The difference is people like Asuka.
But how much are they going to like Asuka when she's beating every single person for the next 12 months that she's already been winning for 500-something days?
Well, they so far have handled it right. They might keep handling it right. And if they do handle it right, then you're going to be in Asuka's corner right up until they begin the program between her and Ronda Rousey.
For WrestleMania 35.
Yep, which is going to be the women's main event. Everybody, just so
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's been a thing. Yeah, it's gonna be the closing, you know, match of WrestleMania. It'll make history. Unless they want to be daring and do it in Australia in October. We'll see.
Don't see it happening.
Well, you never know.
But they're gonna start building up. It's the pay-per-view queen versus the streak. Charlotte doesn't lose at pay-per-views.
Yes, she does.
Well, come on, you know what I mean.
That was an angle that got ended last year.
Yeah.
By Bayley at Fastlane.
Yeah, but still.
Been over a year.
Ow, ow, ow.
Don't touch your finger.
Okay, shut up, Tim.
Anyway, next, Tim.
We could talk about this until we're blue in the face, but the bottom line is I want to see what happens tomorrow night. Apparently, Roman has been temporarily suspended. Does that mean he's not going to be there tomorrow?
No, it means he's going to defy authority and show up and confront Brock Lesnar if he's there. Or if Brock doesn't show up, he'll come out and defy authority. And say, I told you so, and then he'll get up in the face of Vince McMahon or Paul Heyman or something.
Oh, look, yeah. Roman Reigns has a ticket, and he's in the front row.
Yeah, by God. Temporarily suspended again until the next house show.
Even though the tickets have been sold out for a month.
That is just one thing I've never been able to stand with indie wrestling. The bad guy really goes crazy being the bad guy. The commissioner comes out and says, okay, keep this up and you're going to be suspended and fined. So the guy throws one more punch. Okay, you're suspended and fined. Next show's in 2 weeks when he's not suspended anymore.
But Omega, it's 2018. There's something called StubHub. You can buy the sold out tickets on StubHub.
StubHub!
Or SeatGeek or whatever app you want to use. That's how you get away with it.
StubHub!
You just pay a ridiculously overpriced ticket.
Hubba bubba.
Hey, if StubHub or SeatGeek would like to sponsor the network, please contact us. Media at wildtalkradio.com.
It's economical and you'll reach people. Anyway, moving on. I guess there's no Andre the Giant Memorial Over the Top Battle Royal.
You're incorrect.
You want to repeat that?
No, because I can't remember what I said.
There will be an Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal this year.
Okay. Well, joining the Andre the Giant is the memorial for the fabulous No, Wait a Minute. Controversy from hell erupted on social media within minutes of them announcing the fabulous Moolah Battle Royal last Monday night. Took them 3 days to change the name. And they changed the name because somebody that gives them money pointed out to him, hey, we're getting people telling us that they're not going to eat our candy bar if you don't change the name because we're sponsoring you. They weren't listening to the fans. They listened to the sponsor. Me, I'm going to enjoy a Mars bar because Snickers doesn't pay me.
The best was they were giving out Snickers bars because Brock and Roman weren't on the show, or Brock and Ronda weren't at the show on Monday. They were handing out Snickers bars to the people on the way out. Anyway, it has nothing to do with this subject, but yeah. Anyway.
Absolutely nothing at all. There you go. And, you know, I'm making a bit of a reference to Brock's first UFC win, but anyway.
I know. But I just remember that tidbit. I was like, oh yeah, there's that.
Yeah, there you go. So did they do the right thing by changing it, the name of it just to the Women's Battle Royal?
I'm going to refrain from this because talking about this subject gets me in trouble. So, oh my God.
Yes. Yes, you got in trouble Thursday, didn't you?
No. Well,
yeah, kind of.
No, it was Friday night I got in trouble.
Oh, it was Friday. Okay.
I got in trouble Friday on the internet. People were mad at me.
Okay. Omega? Allegations flew. Where's the substantiation? Where's the proof? Did they do the right thing?
Honestly, I feel like they do, just because there are so many people that have same stories.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's too much information from too many sources that matches.
There's too much corroborating, even though it's circumstantial and hearsay evidence. And it's obviously not a case of collusion. Hey, look, I used a legal term.
Yes, the Iron Sheik had nothing to do with this.
You see, there are some cases where people are being fired or let go or removed from certain things because two or three people have spoken out and said, well, he did this or she did that, and there's absolutely no proof. And it's at the point now where it's getting ridiculous. People are speaking out and outright lying if they don't like a person just to get that person removed from whatever that person was originally going to do. I'm not saying I'm going to defend myself really quickly here. I am definitely not saying that anybody accused of this should be allowed to continue on with what they're doing just because they're a big name in Hollywood or whatever. Because there are cases where, yeah, you know, you gotta stop that. But for example, in the case of that one person accusing George Takei, Mr. Sulu from the original Star Trek, of being inappropriate would be a good term, Omega?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just the one allegation out of all the ones that are out there that I absolutely refuse to buy into. Just because of who George Takei is and what he went through in his life. And the type of person and character that he has time and again proven himself to be. That one, that's a tough one to swallow. Might be a bad turn of phrase. Check with Archer. But you get what I'm saying?
In a case like that, it's hard for me to put away my, you know, just my actual love of George Takei. And realize, uh-huh. And like actually like objectively acknowledge that, yes, this is completely against everything he's ever spoken about, everything he's ever stood for.
Yep.
And this is so out of profile with everything he's ever done.
Yeah.
And I hope I'm right to base it on that.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. It was just the one allegation, and we never heard of it again after somebody called him on it. Everybody else that's been called on it has stuck by their guns. This one person didn't. So in that situation, yeah. But as far as all this corroborating verbal evidence presented, sounds like Mula in real life, behind the scenes, and nobody knew about it, was a bit of a despicable person.
There are a lot of people like that in this world.
Yeah. Well, it's also coming out of the same vein as like what's going on in Hollywood right now. It's like no matter what you gained from them, no matter where they ultimately got you, you know, it's not a means to an end. What they did shouldn't be right just because you ended up in a better place when it was all done.
Yeah. Now, why could they have picked somebody else's name?
Well, they could have.
Like who?
Like, here's the thing. If you're going for a memorial battle royal, like, yep. There's not a... for starters, it has to memorialize someone, so we have to pick someone who's dead. You can't go with...
I was just going to say, the classic Mae Young over-the-top battle rumble.
Well, Mae Young already has a tournament.
Yeah, the Mae Young Classic.
Yeah, so we can't really go with that. So, uh-huh. Who else do you know? It can't be someone like Sensational Sherry Miss Elizabeth, who wasn't known specifically as a wrestler.
No.
Or specifically as a valet. You know, it's got, you know, this is a competition, so.
You're in a very
few options going on here.
It's not a nice thing to say, and apologies in advance, but the passing of those two women are also, suspicious enough that naming the battle royal after them would also, you know, be pause worthy.
You know another name you shouldn't touch? China.
See, and the sad thing is China would otherwise be the most fitting. I would almost be okay with that, you know, because it's
perfect. Yeah.
It's eighth wonder of the world and ninth wonder of the world with the battle royals.
Yep.
You can't touch it.
But, you know, former porn star after leaving WWE.
Porn star, drug addict, she sort of...
Sunny's still in the Hall of Fame.
But nothing's named after her. Please, people, stop. You got onechange.org, even though you guys really didn't do anything with the change.org. I know you've created the petition. The petition to get it called after China is not going to work, so stop trying to make it a thing.
Look, even if we could overlook the drug overdose, even if we could overlook the porn star, Stephanie is going to veto it immediately.
Sorry for my inappropriate laughing at the wrong time. I've got Talking Dead on in the background because Walking Dead was on. And I can't hear what they're saying, but the host just pulled out this box. And apparently the box is adult diapers. And if anybody follows the Walking Dead, you'll get a chuckle out of this. The adult diapers are called Negan Shittin' Pants. And it just struck me as funny. Sorry. Back to our regularly scheduled wrestling talk.
We're trying to have a serious conversation. And he's talking about
I'm sorry. Diapers. It was just funny.
He's talking about adult diapers. Like, okay.
Negan Shittin' Pants.
Well, he's going to be in the market soon.
Hey, not funny.
When it's, anyway.
It's still not funny. Shut up. But anyways, yeah.
You can't touch China. And yeah. Now, tweet me at Wild Talk Radio because I'm going to drop some bad news. When this is a pointless battle royal on the pre-show, I don't want to hear it.
That's the bad thing to take away, because now they're marketing it as, well, this is still an important step in the women's evolution. This is the first ever women's battle royal at WrestleMania. No, it's not. No,
just another one.
It's, yeah, you had one before, and a man won it.
Santino Marella.
Santina.
Very good.
Santina. Nah.
Yeah, I don't care what he called himself. There was a dick under the dress.
Apparently John Cena's an elephant.
Yes.
In a commercial, yes.
He's also a bull.
Did that have anything to do with the dick under dress reference? Because that, well, that was a really weird timing for that.
Well, he had some kind of funny looking tusks and a tail, so. And I was just thinking if he was in a dress, that tail would be showing through.
At Flames Forum. Took us 50
minutes. It's not like Santino Morello was actually transgendered and believed himself to be a woman. You know, no. Like,
so not part of the LGBTQ MNLP.
No, it was people. WWE. No, it was WWE thinking that dressing a guy up as a girl, making him compete with the girls, was funny. It was bullshit.
No, it was stupid. It would have been funny in the 80s, because that's 80s humor. That's where Vince is stuck.
So now it's just a thing to get women a payday at WrestleMania, and it has no meaning whatsoever. Unless they're still going to give them a pointless statue, which I know what's going to be at the top of it. You can't have that little tiny figurine of Moolah.
Yeah, well, they could have named it the Penny Banner Memorial, but not enough people know who Penny Banner was.
What can we do? Can we use Luna Vachon?
Luna Vachon might have worked, actually. To tell you the truth, that's probably the one name you brought up that could be brought up that would make this work. The only problem is, oh, we're calling it the Fabulous Moolah. No, we decided to change it to the Luna Vachon Memorial Battle Royal. Eh.
You can also just use Lita. Everyone has.
No. You know what? Omega was staying away from that joke on purpose, but you just had to make it, didn't you?
Yep. That's what I'm here for, is smart-ass comments. I said at the top of the
show. That wasn't a smart-ass comment. That was worse than some of the jokes I lay out there.
At least it wasn't a bad dad joke.
By the very nature, bad dad jokes are good jokes.
Oh, look. Seth Rollins with blonde hair is cashing in his Money in the Bank contract. Will he
Jeez,
do it?
My prediction came true.
Oh, my God. Will he do it? Will he do it? Will he do a thing?
Well, he might do the thing, but one thing is for positive. Sure, Rey Mysterio is not going to be doing the thing at WrestleMania this year.
Boy. Sports Illustrated, they were on the ball for this one.
Everybody getting their hopes up there a little bit that Ray Ray was coming back. Hey, Omega?
Supposedly, this is still an ongoing situation.
Uh-huh.
Especially where Sports Illustrated is concerned.
They're also very adamant that The Undertaker is not wrestling WrestleMania.
Yeah, but...
apparently. He's not on the poster, Rock. Not on the poster.
Oh, my God. You mean a guy unannounced is not on a poster? Oh, my God.
When has that ever happened?
I mean, you have Photoshop. I have Photoshop. How long it takes how long to put someone into a poster? Not very long.
5 seconds. Sorry, Naomi. You're gone.
6 seconds if you want to make it look good.
But Nikki Bell's on a t-shirt for WrestleMania. I mean,
doesn't mean much of anything. Yeah, but apparently Rey Mysterio is heading to Auto Lucha as co-owner and performer. He's bought into it, like, literally.
Well, yeah.
He's all in.
Yeah, there's other reports that say he's still working with WWE, and this isn't, like, he's there for performer, but the ownership isn't finalized yet. And technically, there's not anything to own yet, because they're doing a Kickstarter to build up $1 million to get the thing started.
Oh, if I had $1 million, I'd be rich.
Tim would be the owner of Era Lucha, Canada.
Nuh-uh.
No?
No.
Canadian All-Pro 2.0?
I can neither confirm nor deny rumors.
I prefer the idea of starting a Canadian luchador company.
Canadians would be more into Japanese strong style.
No, the Canadian Luchador Minis Company.
The Minis?
Minis.
Is that like mini pops?
No, not quite.
Because well, I see a picture of your nephew, and I'm just, you know, like you said, minis, and that's what popped into my head.
See, but that's brilliant, because then you can buy a smaller ring, smaller steps, smaller everything, and save a lot of money.
He has a valid point.
Smaller ring also means you can pack more seats in.
Smaller gurneys for smaller injuries.
Smaller well, we're not going that far. We're not
smaller, yeah, smaller stipends, smaller locker rooms.
We're using a kid's power wheels for an ambulance match.
That's,
I want to see a Power Wheels match, now a Hot Wheels match. What was the green one called?
Green one?
There was a green one that was the competition to the big wheel.
I don't remember.
But do you remember what I'm talking about?
No.
No? Okay, so you had the big wheel, which had the great big wheel in front, and it was orange and yellow with the blue seat back that you could move up or back. But they came up with a green one, and it had the steering on the sides, and you steered with these two yellow handles that actually moved the back wheels. The Green Machine, that's what it was called. The Green Machine. Google it.
So it's a Canadian thing?
I don't know. Maybe it was. I'm
curious about this now.
Yeah, okay. We're going to give you a sec to Google the Green Machine.
It was made by Huffy. Oh, okay.
Huh.
Made by who? What?
Huffy.
Huffy. Oh, Huffy.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Okay.
It's a manufacturer. It's a bike manufacturer.
Yeah,
I'm seeing that. I don't think that's a competitor to the big wheel. I think that's just...
It's more for grown-ups.
Yeah, there's a lot more grown-up versions of that. A big wheel is just like a tricycle made out of nothing but plastic. I'd ride on that when I was 3.
Yeah, no, the Huffy Green Machine was the direct competitor to the big wheel. It was. And it was marketed to the same demographic when it first came out that they marketed the big wheel to. And I'll tell you how old the thing is. It was out when I was a kid.
Didn't know they had wheels then.
You're not even close to being funny. I'm just telling you that right now. But I'm going to send you guys this link and let you know this is not, whoops, that's the wrong one. Here's the link. I'll click that and I'll click on that and I go like this. I'm giving you play by play.
Yeah. Boom. This is called filling dead air. What are we doing?
Okay. That is not a bit of a grown up kid. That's
his head has been photoshopped.
No, it hasn't.
That head is as big as the front wheel.
Oh, it only looks big because of his green helmet.
No. That is a gigantic noggin.
What are you talking about? Wasn't photo top.
That is a grown-up Cabbage Patch Kid.
Hey, you know, those things for the longest time were available at Toys R Us.
I know. I saw the six link down.
Whoa!
The six link down was a YouTube video with Toys R Us in the top thing.
I feel just really dirty now for doing that to Omega.
That was really mean. I mean, I wouldn't even do that.
I'm feeling kind of almost bad.
At Flames Forum.
But this is what the actual original, like the one I sent you was like third generation. That is the actual original Green Machine, what it used to look like with the extra wide back tires, because those were the ones that steered the thing. And I was mad because my mom wouldn't buy me either one of them because there was no generic, no name knockoff at the time made up that would have saved money. Rock, you know what I'm talking about.
For those wanting to know what we're talking about, is currently now on our Twitter at WTR Sunday Night. See, being socially active.
Oh my God, what a concept!
I know, right? I'm multitasking really hard at the moment.
Yeah, you also posted the Rack Extra. What the hell are you doing? I'm sorry, that's not the Sunday Night Show.
No,
you're not supposed to be doing that.
I know, but the show that it's about just ended on television. So, key about that is to get traction. For the thing.
Oh, there you go. Traction.
Traction.
Yeah, yeah. I was in Traction once.
By the way, you can go check that out, download that podcast, listen to it after this show. It's featuring Max Brown, who is one of the stars of the Royals. It's available now, rockradioshow.com, wildtalkradio.com, The Rock Extra Reviews, The Royals, with Max Brown.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah. So
awesome sauce, yeah. I'm just thinking, we've been talking for, well, close to an hour. Eh. We started a little bit late this evening because dinner wasn't ready. But I think we should take our first time out of the evening. Everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night Roast Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Simulcast, of course, as always, on the TuneIn Radio app. Hey, what about Periscope? You're not doing that this week.
It's on there. We're live.
Okay, Periscope as well. So more than one way to skin a cat or listen to us on a Sunday night. Everybody, we'll be back right after this. I'm never gonna stop, ain't never gonna drop. Ain't no different than it was before. So take some good advice, you better stop and think twice. Will you take your first step? Yeah.
This WrestleMania season has just become Bootyful! As we here at the Wild Talk Radio Network present to you WrestleMania WTR Pick'em with a very special gift. The Book of Booty! One lucky winner will be receiving a copy of the brand new book, The Book of Booty, thanks to our friends at St. Martin's Press. And did we mention, it's signed by the members of New Day? What? How do you win this fantastic thing? All you gotta do is win WrestleMania WTR Pick'em. It's that simple. There are a few ways to enter. Go to each show's respective Facebook page, including facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network or facebook.com/Rock Radio Show, or you can go to our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/Wild Talk Radio Network, or you can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio or at Rock Radio Show. Submit your picks and you're in. Just make sure your picks aren't booty. It's WTR WrestleMania Pick'em with the Book of Booty giveaway.
Because
what?
New Day rocks! New Day rocks!
Hey y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/Rack Radio Show.
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Daddy might have himself some cig. I just gotta cross a fucking freeway that would kill me. 8 fucking lanes. 8 motherfucking lanes. Dude, the godfather of the stream dies. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on kicking.
Fucking 8 lanes, the motherfucking highway!
Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody. Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking 3 lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7.
Fuck, you fucking better be open.
I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway.
They're not open.
What the fuck? Are you sure you're not open? Hell yeah. Oh my god. All right. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do, because actually the fucking light's green, no one's coming, no one's turning, and I gotta go. I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street.
Steve,
man, somebody give me a goddamn... Ah, fucking Sunday, you can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Ah, forget about it. It is. All right, I'll just smoke my cigarette and be fucking happy. Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking... about to be plowed by fucking 3 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Fuck me, man. I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live... midnight, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/Rack Radio Show.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio. Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth. You say you're
it's time to get busy. 1, 2, 3, 6. Shut the fuck up and bring that ballistic rip from the biscuit straight through the spit.
kick us with a hey, hey. Check us, shoot your shock, a rock revolution, punk.
Oh my god,
here it comes, so shut it up. You keep on talking, we go shut your ass straight the fuck up. Call the cops, look up in the stands. Got another riot on our hands. I pulled this mic straight out my toolkit. The fix you wanna be, ruined all the music.
And welcome back, WTR, Sunday Night Rock Talk Radio, right here on a Sunday night. Yours truly, Tim Stein, joined with the Omega and, of course, Joe Producer, Sir Rockin'. We're short a mic, a magic mic. Is mic magic? I don't know.
I've got my mic. You've got your mic.
I have mine.
We're missing one mic, which means kind of technically we're missing two mics because Mike normally has a mic.
Anyway, moving on, he says.
Rafael Fatale. Okay. Moving on. Oh. That's what he calls himself. I don't know why. Ask him.
I would, but I can't hear his mic. Do my best to keep up with Tim with bad jokes.
You're going to be introduced to Lucille in a minute. I know you have no clue what I'm talking about.
Nope, none. None.
Ignorance is bliss. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay, Ricky Ricardo.
Hey, Ricky Ricardo? No, that's Lucy, not Lucille.
Anyway, just keep moving on, Tim.
There are people listening who know what I'm talking about. And that's all that matters. So, there you go. WrestleMania 35, once again, New York City. What do you think about that, Omega?
Cool. It's a city.
It's a guaranteed.
Sure is.
Guaranteed sellout, but isn't. You know, wouldn't all WrestleManias be a guaranteed sellout? Has there ever been a WrestleMania that hasn't sold out?
Tons.
Oh, I'm sure.
Tons.
Yeah.
And the last few years, the last couple of years, probably, you know, except for the 100,000 one, a lot of them don't really sell out. They sell 80,000 tickets or 60,000 tickets. Doesn't mean they sell out.
Well.
We've set an attendance record, though, Rock.
You can set an attendance record without selling out. Of course, you can always add more seats.
Because the way you spin it is you just set an attendance record for that arena and had 50,000 people where you were hoping to have 90,000 or whatever.
Because you add so many seats onto the floor, you add it onto the, capabilities of the arena for attendance. And just so you don't sell, you know, the top seven rows, you still sold up, you know, boatload of tickets.
Which WrestleMania had the absolute best advertising?
In terms of promotional?
Promotional advertising for WrestleMania. Which one was the best?
Are you talking about WrestleMania 21, Tim?
Give the year.
I don't remember the year. It's WrestleMania 21. Goes to Hollywood.
Can't remember. I can't believe you can't remember the year. WrestleMania 2005, WrestleMania Goes to Hollywood?
No one calls it WrestleMania 2005. The only year they call it with a year was WrestleMania 2000.
Uh-oh.
That was 16.
WrestleManiacal.
But what was your point about the advertising, Tim? Because I know you had one.
No.
You had no point whatsoever.
Absolutely no point. Just what did you think was the best? I really love WrestleMania Goes Hollywood. Remove your helmet. My name is Stone Cold Steve Austin, and tonight I unleash hell. Okay.
I will admit, Undertaker is Dirty Harry was highly amusing.
Yeah.
Like, back then, I can remember it's so weird they pulled back the curtain to get him to do something like that.
What about Triple H and Ric Flair doing Braveheart?
That was good.
That was funny. And then you had Eddie and Booker T doing Pulp Fiction. Hey, Eddie, what do they call WrestleMania in France? WrestleMania.
Linda McMahon with the I'll have what she's having line?
Yep. I'll have what she's having. WrestleMania Goes Hollywood. They need to do that again. The sequel.
So, you're telling me that your performance in WrestleMania will get women excited?
I think they'll have an okay time.
How do you know?
How do I know? I just know.
Because they'll...
Yeah, because they'll...
How do you know they're really...
What are you saying? That they're faking their excitement?
It's possible.
No, not when I'm in there.
Explain to me what you'll do. How will you do it?
Well, first I'll put on my gold medals. You okay?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, then my entrance music will hit. Da-da. Da-da. And then I do my patented hopping spins.
Ooh. Oh, tell me about the moves.
Well, then there's the angle slam, which I can do multiple times. Four or five times in a row, even. And then I finish him off with the ankle lock. Twisting and cranking and twisting and cranking. Cranking and twisting and cranking and twisting and cranking and twisting. And my God.
Yes!
And I'll make him tap out. Just make out. Tap, 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 baby, tap. Who's your daddy?
You are.
Oh, you're damn right. Tap, tap.
Yes!
Tap, baby. Tap, 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 tap. Tap, tap.
Can you please pass the salt?
Certainly.
Thanks.
WrestleMania goes Hollywood.
I'll have what she's having.
Not PG!
Not PG. Not really. Oh shit, that was still funny today. Now, here's the thing, that was Kurt Angle, but who was Kurt Angle talking to?
It was Chris Hemming.
Alright, you got it. Damn it, I thought you could get stumped.
I remember those.
You didn't get stumped. So.
He remembers her Rock and Rave infection.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's what I remember Christy Hammy for.
Anyway, Tim, back to wrestling talk.
Yeah, okay. So, WrestleMania 34 is coming up in, what is it now, 3 weeks?
Yes.
Yeah. We've got a match that we can look at. Shinsuke Nakamura taking on AJ Styles.
But do we have the matchup?
There's the rub. AJ suffered an injury this past week. What exactly happened?
Supposedly suffered an injury.
Wait, is this a work by WWE to make it interesting and they're kayfabing the fans?
Okay, so let's go back to the first segment we talked about, false advertisement. AJ Styles was promoted for a couple house shows last night and tonight, and the phrase that was being used, at least last night, was AJ Styles is injured and will not be performing. So you take it for that, what you will. Will he make it to WrestleMania? Probably. But could he have gotten hurt?
Possibly?
Say at Fastlane?
Here's the question. Have there been any reports about AJ being injured that are on a website not named WWE.com?
No.
Aren't there usually reports on wrestling-related websites that aren't named WWE.com when a wrestler is hurt?
But WWE never comments on injuries unless they're really serious.
This is only part of what I'm getting at.
Yeah, unless they are also really worked. Which here you hear a lot of very spooky, very scary sounding medical conditions that are that basically boil down to a bruise. But it sounds really bad, so it's good for storyline, and it still makes sense when they show up 2 weeks later.
But at the same point...
How you doing, Shane McMahon?
Right. Is it really adding to the storyline of Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles if he's coming in hurt?
Maybe AJ Styles is suffering from upper abdominal distension. That sounds pretty medically scary, doesn't it?
Yes, it could also be a hernia or constipation.
Well, the common term for the medical jargon that I just unleashed would be cramps.
The injury as of now is a knee injury.
Okay.
How serious the injury is, that's to be determined. I would expect him to get being checked out probably this week by one of their doctors at television on Tuesday to be, for sure. He may be flying to Raw just to get checked out. Who knows? Do I think AJ's going to miss WrestleMania? No.
No, I don't think that'll happen.
No. If he's hurt in any way, he's going to be on ice for the next 3 weeks.
Light duty between now and then.
No duty. It is called pre-taped interview segments.
There you go.
But
is Shinsuke winning the title at WrestleMania?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. It feels like the right call, if he's injured especially. But
especially if AJ is legitimately hurt, why not?
Because they'll be able to market the two top champions on the SmackDown brand are both Japanese. It'll be something marketable for them to do. Whether Shinsuke holds it long term, I don't think so.
Do they have a tour in Japan coming up?
I don't think so. I don't think so. But they never did. They could.
Yeah, how'd that work out for Jinder Mahal?
Hey, he got his run. And
he got to face Triple H.
In a non-title match because he wasn't champion.
He got a chance for a run. He was a champion that everyone respects.
Y'all quit choking on it.
Reacted to.
Yeah, okay, there you go. That's a spin.
They, anyway, moving on, he says, Tim, go ahead.
Yeah, where were we?
Japanese champions, go.
Japanese champions, yeah. So they'll have two champions from a country other than the United States simultaneously. That isn't Canada for a change.
It's a lot of qualifications on that one.
Yeah, it would make sense to put the belt on him because you will be able to do fresh things with him, and it would take someone to load off of AJ Styles for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's also time to pay off the hype of Shinsuke Nakamura.
It's now or never.
He came in with so much hype, and he's got the music and the super cool entrance, and they talk him up so big, how big he was in Japan. He hasn't really done anything.
Well, they hype him up as the rock star of WWE SmackDown, you know, so. But it's kind of a case of babyface facing babyface, and the only match that's worse than babyface facing babyface is heel versus heel. Those matches are generally avoided most of the time.
But when it comes to these two, I think the fans will accept babyface versus babyface.
Yeah, accept anything.
Halfway through the match, not even halfway through the match, we're going to get dueling crowd noise.
Because they're both babyfaces, AJ will work the heel role in the match.
Well, he's good running around as a heel, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yep, but you're still going to get AJ Styles, Nakamura, AJ Styles.
Let's just get all the way. AJ Styles, Nakamura, you know, this is wrestling, fight forever, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to wait for the NJPW chance.
No, you're missing one. CM Punk, CM.
No, they're not happy with the match. Though they were shitting on Bray and Matt this, you know, with the Rusev Day chance.
We want beach ball. Okay.
Where's Cesaro when you need him?
So, I don't know. Chances of this particular match being match of the night? Percentage-wise.
AJ's knee can be completely shredded, and this could be match of the night.
Mm-hmm. They're gonna hype this as a first ever between the two, right?
No, I think they acknowledge that they wrestle in Japan.
They've acknowledged it. They're just calling it a dream match.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. That's all fine and dandy. But definitely, it's gonna bring a few of the Puro Rizu fans out, I think.
Absolutely.
And people will be mad when it opens up the WrestleMania show.
Oh, this had better not be match number one. Probably
it's
because
not, the U.S. title's on the card.
Yeah, I don't want to miss it because, you know, I'll be racing home from work and I'm going to miss part of, you know, the opening part of WrestleMania.
You're going to miss the first three matches because there are three on the pre-show.
yeah.
But this might open the show.
It's not going to open the show.
Why wouldn't it?
Because it's the dream match. Like, it'll hype people up, but, you know, that's a really, really underwhelming spot to put it in. Like, that spot does not pay off the level of hype this is, and it's still the WWE Championship.
Okay. I go back to last year's WrestleMania. We put the WWE Championship match on third from last. It got 7-8 minutes. yes, I know it was Brian and Randy Orton, but still it's a WWE title match. Maybe got 10 total.
Which matches should
also
be
the light projector ones. Match.
But it was the WWE Championship match. It had all the build. AJ Styles opened the show last year and had a show-stealing match. It doesn't matter your position on that monstrosity of a card where there's 14 matches and you're the first one out on the actual live pay-per-view. You can set the tone, and guess what? Having them on first is not the worst thing because there's no chance for their time to get cut. The later in the show they go, bigger chance time gets pulled from a match. And no one wants time pulled from this match.
This is a point.
This is one match that people are going to want extended time.
So if there's a match that gets put on early, just to make sure they get their time.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know Shinsuke Nakamura's entrance is a big entrance to hype up a crowd early. Because you got Hunter's match later in the show. You got the Roman match later in the show. Those are two big matches.
The John Cena match that totally won't be Undertaker?
Right, yeah, that you have the John Cena match as well. Those aren't opening the show. Something yeah. has to.
As far as the John Cena thing goes, I'm almost expecting Undertaker to show up in the next couple of weeks on Raw and accept the challenge now.
Did you know they're in Texas tomorrow? Undertaker lives in Texas. Same.
Well, the chance is he shows up in garb to confront Cena in the ring and give him one word, no, and then walk off.
He'll tout it.
Hmm?
He'll do it on tout.
Tout. Wait, is that still a thing?
No.
I don't think so.
No, but it's... Anyway. The best line from Monday night was his wife's Instagram. He's working out, posting workout videos on his wife's Instagram. It's the best line.
Yeah, why don't we just talk about the Cena promo for a sec where he's, I'm going to do what they told me not to do, and Undertaker, I'm calling you up, blah, 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 blah. You're saying that you're retired, you're out of shape, don't post workout videos on your wife's Instagram. Up! Crowd pop. How did Cena do in that segment?
Cena was cold. He sold it.
And Cena can work a promo when he's really wanting to.
Yeah, see, that's what got me almost thinking, you know what? Maybe they are going to do Undertaker after all. Still don't buy it, but it gives you that sense that, hey, well, maybe. And the average fan might be thinking, well, shit, when's he going to show up? When's he going to show up? And maybe some of them won't actually say it like that.
Lindsay,
I do like how the current WrestleMania poster has John Cena on it, who has no road to WrestleMania.
Yeah, it's the first time they've ever...
It's on the poster, though.
They put a fan on the poster. Wow. It's amazing. Lindsay had the best idea that The Undertaker responds by posting on Michelle's Instagram. Yeah, it works. He posts, I'll accept it. I'll do it on Instagram. Imagine that. Cena's gold on Monday, and he'll probably gold tomorrow. Whether Taker shows up or not. We'll see. But I think we've worn down these subjects. We should take a quick break.
Well, yeah, why don't we take a quick little time up. We'll come back, and we're getting close to wrapping it up, everybody. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We're only going to be a couple of minutes before we return.
Like 2 minutes. We'll be right back.
I said a couple.
You're looking down again.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Get chatty with CB Radio. Tweet us at twitter.com/CB Radio Live. And while you're at it, tweet me, twitter.com/LoneJobber.
This week, as a part of the Rack Extra Reviews The Royals, we are joined by a very special guest.
The king himself, King Robert, a.k.a. Max Brown, joins the show to talk all things season four.
The fact that he pretends he's English and he's American and all the kind of the circumstances he arrived in the palace. On paper, he's not the greatest guy in the world, but, you know, if you've watched the seasons from the start, he's a lovable rogue, and I get why the fans love him. But to be honest, if you were that big brother like Robert is to his sister, Princess Eleanor, you'd probably protect her from Jasper. So I just ask people to look deep inside their own moral standards and see if he would be a good contender to date your daughter or your sister.
Check it all out this week on the Rack Extra Reviews, The Royals, right here at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge. You're listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Can't seem to make them stay.
And welcome back, WTR, Sunday Night Rust Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Coming down to the last few moments of the live webcast. Those of you listening tuned in live, thank you very much for joining us. Those who can't catch us when we do go live Sunday nights, thanks for listening to the archive. It could be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe Friday or even Saturday. All we care about is that you keep coming back, and we thank you for doing so.
I knew you'd come.
What the hell?
I knew you'd come.
It's what he says to Rebby.
Oh, boy.
And then he shouts,
delete! Delete! Delete!
Hey, hey, hey! It's going to be ultimately deleted tomorrow night.
Delete! Delete! Delete!
The ultimate deletion in WWE happening tomorrow night between Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy.
Woken Matt Hardy.
The woken Matt Hardy.
Really? That voice?
I don't know. I don't know what that voice is. It just happened.
Clearly.
Yeah. What was that voice? Did you say really that voice?
Was it Thurston Howell?
Oh my God. You actually went all the way back to Gilligan's Island?
Uh-huh.
Holy shit.
I pulled deep.
You did, especially on this one. I know that for a fact. Before I said Gilligan's Island, there are a lot of people that are thinking, who's Thurston Howell?
Thurston Howell the third. This is my wife, Lily. Yes.
Okay. Question for you, Omega. Ginger or Marianne?
Marianne.
Okay. Rock? Ginger or Marianne?
Marianne.
Okay. We're all in unison. When I was a kid, that's a question that we would ask each other. Ginger or Marianne? It depended on the week. But yeah. Anyway, ultimate deletion tomorrow night. What's going to happen?
Fun things.
Crazy shit.
But just by his, the teasers they've been posting of Matt doing Matt things again.
Doing woken Matt things.
Doing broken Matt things.
Yeah, he is. He's talking to with the boat. He's talking to the
WWE's Twitter account posted a whole video of him talking to his boat.
And George Washington, his tiger, lion, something, giraffe, whatever it was.
Hey, you know what? Call him woken Matt Hardy or broken Matt Hardy. I don't give a damn. It's entertaining. It is. It's silly. It's fun. It's entertaining.
Yes, it is. And by the sound of it, looks like we're going to get the real thing tomorrow night. Whatever it turns out to be.
Straight at the Hardy compound and the whole bit.
Yes, it's at the Hardy compound.
Well, it has to be because it's the ultimate deletion.
It's the ultimate deletion. We mentioned this on the Raw Post Show heard every Monday night, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. We want Bray to go into the lake of reincarnation. Bo Dallas comes out. Bo gets thrown in. Then out comes IRS. Okay, no response. Got it.
No response.
Never mind.
It's not how the lake works.
It can work. No one wants to see Husky Harris.
Not going to happen.
Well, you couldn't anyway, because he'd have to cut the hair.
Well, he could just throw on a Nexus t-shirt and everyone would know.
They could bring him out of Deke Rotundo.
They'd have to spray blonde. They'd have to spray him blonde for just a minute.
Get that washout hair dye that they sell at Halloween for that. There are a lot of people watching WWE, never did watch TNA, don't have a clue what the actual real Ultimate Deletion is.
Well, I don't know. I thought I heard a pop when they announced Hardy Compound.
Well, a lot of people will know, but there are some that won't. And if anybody listening, if you're one of those people and you're listening to this webcast before Monday Night Raw, you're going to want to tune in for this.
Yeah, the original was Final Deletion. Just so we have the facts straight when Tim says something. It was Final Deletion was the first one. Now this is Ultimate Deletion.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean. The Final Deletion versus the Ultimate. Yeah, you still want to watch it.
There was also the Great War, and there was the total nonstop deletion, and everything like that.
There wasn't any walking deletion. Maybe that'll be the next one.
No. Gives me high hopes that Jeremy Borash was involved.
That was good. That gave me confidence.
Yeah. So, should be fun tomorrow night. Should be a lot of fun. I would assume they're going to split it up into segments.
Wouldn't they? Like, it really depends on what they're going for here, what they do for it.
If it's a 10-minute thing, you got to split it up and do different bits throughout the night. Because, let's revert back to House of Horrors, when they just showed the whole thing, people were crapping on it in the building because people in the building do not want to watch a screen for 15 minutes.
I didn't pay $100 for ringside seats to stare at the Titantron. Yeah, you did.
Because it's a 10-minute segment plus the back end, you know, bookended by commercials. I don't, you know, it's hard to get away with it. But if I remember correctly, the original one, it was aired segment, there were a few segments throughout, and then you had the really long segment, but it was broken up. So.
I mean, if you play it up, like they are warring, if they're like fighting for like 2 hours, and then we just keep cutting back to some batshit crazy thing happening. Sure.
Yeah.
They actually, it was an independent show. Actually, there is a record for the longest wrestling match, 23 hours and 59 minutes. It started in the ring, and the two combatants left the ring, fought on the side, and out the door the cameraman went and followed them, but came back because he lost them, so they went on with the rest of the show. Then the next night, there was another show just like 30 miles away, and halfway through that show, these two guys who were supposedly fighting each other for the last day in the middle of the show wind up coming through the doors still fighting, and it gets back into the ring for the pinfall.
I think I've heard tale of that at some point.
I mean, the first time I read about that, I thought that is some kind of that's actually really good booking. That was pretty good. You got a match that starts off like what the fuck, and then like 30 miles away, you still have a bunch of people that are going to go to the show that were there the night before. It's making headlines in the local media or whatever, and then you finish the match and 24 hours later.
And legend says to this day, you can hear them fighting.
There you go. So let them start the show with the Ultimate Deletion and just keep cutting all night long. Let it last 3 hours. Would you be okay with that?
Yeah.
I kind of would.
Mm-hmm. Show 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, but less talking, fewer promos. And you got a live match going on. The match ends. Oh, we're going to take you now to the compound to see what's going on. Look, this is happening. And we got another match in the arena here.
Yeah, you just do the Wyatt Screech or the broken whatever gimmick and then just, you know, the transition and you go from there.
That would be kind of cool.
So, there you go.
I'm good for that. Yeah.
Works for me.
So that's what we got for you this week, kids. Bit of a light show.
Oh, we got this one more topic.
Well, we're not done yet. I'm just letting them know that we're on the final segment.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop the freaking do.
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Rob Van Dam versus the Sandman. Omega.
God damn you.
Don't, no. This ain't on me.
Oh, no, I know. We're past first round, so this is entirely on us.
So basically, you should be saying, God damn us.
We're at round four.
Sorry, Rob. I like Walk, like Pantera, but yeah, Enter Sandman is just, it's Enter Sandman as Sandman enters. It's too perfect.
Tim?
Yeah. Rob Van Dam fan, Pantera fan. It's gotta be Sandman.
God damn us. God, those are two quintessential themes. They both fit so freaking well. I will give a slight edge and a nod to Real American. It's catchier. It's a little bit more iconic of pro wrestling, whereas the other one is still, I can't get by the fact that it's the 2001 song.
Mm-hmm. Tim?
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm going with Alsa Zastra. Which, there's more to the title, but also Spalak Zarathustra. That is such a hard thing to say if you don't speak that language.
Well, the Real American moves on.
I never voted for that.
But I did.
You're not allowed to. I think we should get Team Chat in on this.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
So, anyway, Hulk Hogan moves on. Up next.
You suck.
But.
Let's switch it up. Tim.
I was just waiting for it to go up against NWO, Hollywood Hogan. NWO versus NWO Hogan.
You got rid of NWO Hogan a long time ago. Actually, that was the first round matchup.
I know.
Harlem Heat beat Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, well, my vote has Harlem Heat beating NWO on this one too. It's just a catchier bunch of music, and you know, I hear it and I just see the flames coming up, out of the flame pots as they come walking out. It's a Harlem Heat, huh?
Oh my God.
Catchier song, not the better song for what we are dealing with here. The NWO theme is, it's gritty, it's mean, it is perfectly fit to what it was supposed to do, and even with those extra audio cut-ins, that's so different for that time. You didn't hear themes like that. Just kind of spoke of who they were. It worked for them.
NWO was more iconic in terms of music. NWO moves on.
Yeah, you still suck, and Omega, I understand you're entitled to your opinion no matter how wrong it is.
Him.
Well, D-Generation X works, and you know, it's put out there by a major name in alternative rock, and that you know, somebody was gonna get humiliated when that music played. But something about Break the Walls Down. I mean, Chris Jericho's debut on Monday Night Raw, when he comes out, Welcome to Raw, is Jericho. It was a wave, and I'm telling you that was a bigger moment than DX. Really, it was. DX was fantastic for WWF's answer to the New World Order, and it worked, but damn, Jericho coming out on the mic and going toe-to-toe verbally with The Rock.
What does he have going verbally with The Rock have anything to do with music?
It's the music bringing up the moments. And that's what the music is supposed to do. And that's what makes what big versus not so big. And the music is supposed to generate the moment. And Break the Walls Down.
Omega. Tell me about your favorite Chris Jericho promo and tell me about the, you know, his song. Tell me about the time
he
talked about
his boobs. I like that he called Steph a trash bag hoe. So that's why his theme is the best.
I was trying to paint a picture, okay? Jackass.
Jericho Omega.
God, it's, by the way, did you put the two Break It Downs together intentionally when you switch songs?
No, it was just really well timed because I had the edited version of DX when I picked.
That was just weird.
it was just called a lucky cut.
Lucky cut, yeah. Lucky producing on the spot, yeah. Jericho?
God, they're both such good themes, but yeah, I always go to Jericho's theme.
Your opinion don't matter. This a maniac. is gonna step on whomever.
Oh my god.
You know, it almost feels like blasphemy to go against a Motorhead theme when it's pro wrestling, but of the three he did, it's probably the weakest one. Something I don't know what it is, something about the Evolution theme. I mean, it sounds good, but there's something off about it. I don't know what. And it's up against one of those themes that just fits the person so well.
So one for Eric Bischoff, Tim.
Evolution, Omega, you say something's just kind of off about it, but you can't figure out what it is. It's almost like they tried too hard with that one, and as a result, it turned out to be a little too formulaic. Yeah, it's Lemmy and Motorhead, it's really, like you said, next to blasphemy to vote anything else except with Evolution. It just doesn't say, it sounds like it was something written for Lemmy to sing and not something that Lemmy himself wrote. And besides, as much of a dick as he is, Eric Bischoff, the theme is perfect for him.
About your damn luck.
I'm a creek swimming, moonshine sipping, deer skinning, beer drinking, Johnny Cash listening.
Oh my god.
I'm going to be honest. I've never been that big a fan of that James Storm theme. And it's Samoa Joe's TNA theme. It's the theme of destruction.
Tim?
Well, I'm always been partial to longnecks and rednecks, and some people know what those are, and some people don't, and that's perfectly okay. But dude, Joe's going to kill you.
The two greatest triumphs of modern WWE themes. Ah, we're getting close to the end, by the way, aren't we? Because our brackets seem to be very close together now.
Uh-huh. Next round is going to be the mixed matches. Errors versus errors, companies versus companies. Yep.
We're almost done.
I know. I'm trying to get this done before WrestleMania. So let's go. Who you got?
There's another one already lined up, I think. Isn't there, Rock?
I haven't worked on any.
Oh, it's so hard. These are two such good themes that shouldn't work for pro wrestling, but they do, and they're both so good. Bobby Roode gets me hyped more.
Tim?
Yeah, you know, Bobby Roode's theme is all fine and dandy, and it's great, especially when you see the live performance of it, but even just the live, like the entrance, Bobby's entrance. But Shinsuke's entrance with a violin playing for a wrestler's entrance theme something you wouldn't expect to work, but done properly, it winds up being absolutely, absolutely perfect for Shinsuke. I mean, it's like you'd never think bagpipes in a rock and roll song until AC/DC came along. You'd never think violin in a wrestler's entrance theme until Shinsuke Nakamura. Very Japanese tonality. They don't use violins, but they achieved a very similar sound to the instrument they use, which is similar to a violin. It's just more fitting. Shinsuke's music is just more fitting for him than Bobby's is for him. And, just by that much, I'm going with Shinsuke.
The better overall entrance is Shinsuke. The better overall theme of the two, Bobby. It sticks in your head more.
You're an idiot.
I like that logic.
It's logic that works.
It's flawed logic, and you're an idiot. Damn it!
Mike, you lucked out.
I'll say it for him. Rage!
Omega.
No. We've got... Hang on, Omega. We've got The Undertaker going up against Stone Cold Steve Austin. Rock? Your pick.
The Undertaker.
That's it? Boy, you're just like boring. Omega.
You said, and your pick. Undertaker.
Well, fuck, elaborate or do some shit. No. That's what we do.
Go ahead, Omega.
If it's an entrance, The Undertaker. If it's music, Stone Cold.
It's just more memorable.
Okay, Tim, guess what that makes? You have to break the tie.
Oh god, yeah! I just love that old school death march. It's fantastic, and of course, it's all part and parcel of the visual spectacle. But when you hear the glass breaking, someone gonna get a hole, something that, and what guys is Stone Cold.
So you're going Stone Cold?
Yeah. What was your first quote?
Okay. We're gonna spoil what's happening next week. Enter Sandman versus Real American.
My head just exploded.
NWO versus Chris Jericho.
My head just exploded again.
Eric Bischoff versus Samoa Joe. And
I'd like to see that match.
And Bobby Roode versus Stone Cold.
I don't have any more heads to explode.
Steve Austin. That is round 5.
We really fucked ourselves with this one.
Don't we always?
It winds up that way, didn't it?
The strange thing about trying to boil down a whole bunch of things into the best is that eventually you end up with just stuff that could be the best.
I know, I do it every Saturday night.
Yeah, but it hurts. And yeah, what you do on Saturday nights doesn't boil shit down to the best. You guys are just with your greater than great bunch of bullshit. That debate is terrible.
Fucking road rash.
Oh my god. Didn't they pick some kind of video game as the worst ever, but as the best ever? I know that, dummy. Play along. Jesus.
Tune in for more Greater Than Great Debates Saturday nights. Midnight-ish Eastern. This week is fitting. We're doing WCW wrestlers. Glacier for the win.
Anyway. Oh my god. Glacier, Mortis, and what was the third one?
Wrath.
That's it, Wrath. Wrath kind of sort of disappeared really quickly, didn't he?
Yeah. Anyway, that's our show, Tim.
That is WTR Sunday Night for tonight being a Sunday night, March the 18th, 2018. Thanks for tuning in live. Those of you who couldn't tune in live, thanks for listening to the archive. We really, really appreciate all of you. No matter when you listen, just so long as you keep coming back. Tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, it's another episode of The Walking Dead.
Check out the Raw post show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern.
You're just boring. Jesus. Tuesday nights, are we going to have some Sims?
Maybe.
Maybe? You're not sure?
There'll be a Sims this week. We'll see when it gets posted.
Okay, because normally it's Tuesday nights on twitch.tv/rackradioshow or on YouTube. Stay tuned to the social medias. You'll find out. Thursday night, it's another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show. But wait a minute. Don't you have like five different Rack-branded podcasts this week?
Oh, last week. Oh, my God. All right. So last week we had the Book of Booty book review. We had the Flipper Flop people, Bristol and Aubrey. It's now available at RackRadioShow.com. Listen to that interview. You can also read a recap right now at WildTalkRadio.com. We did the Rack Extra Reviews Timeless Season 2, Episode 1. Season 2, Episode 2 will be available at some point this week. Look for that. We also did the Royals Season 4, Episode 1 review, which is now available. And as we posted during this show, Episode 2 is now available with special guest Max Brown, who plays the role of King Robert in the show. He joins us on the Rack Extra, all available at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com. Thursday night, we'll do a live show, Talking Wrestling, 10 p.m. Eastern. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube.com/RackRadioShow.
And, of course, on Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as I get to it, it is the return of CB Radio.
Yes, I was tired. We didn't do a show. We'll be back.
You had a birthday. You got drunk. It wasn't your birthday. It was a little kid's birthday. What are you doing drinking with a little kid? I don't know.
Wasn't drinking. I chased him around for like 8 hours.
Did he have juice?
He had sugar.
Did he have milk? Did he have water?
He had sugar.
Fine. Did he also have juice, water, milk, something like that?
He had sugar. He had cupcake. He had cake. He had lollipop. He had donut. He had more cupcake. He had more icing.
He was cornholio.
He had all the sugar in the world. We'll be back this Saturday night, midnight-ish, with the WCW Greater Than Great Debate. See you live, Facebook, Twitter, and .com.
Yeah, and of course, next Sunday night, returning to its original scheduled time, 15 minutes earlier.
Maybe.
10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain, another episode of WTR Sunday Night. Unless there's absolutely sweet fuck all to talk about, we might take the night off if nothing happens. So you better hope something happens. That's all I got to tell you. Follow Wrestle Talk Radio on the Twitters at WTR Sunday Night, on Facebook at facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night. Check out Wild Talk Radio on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, also on the Facebook at facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Hey, did you know you could follow me on Twitter? It's true. I am at Flames Forums, and yes, I do talk a lot about hockey, because primarily it's a hockey account, but I also throw in wrestling, and then I get really, once in a blue moon, politically incorrect and tell you what I think about the Canadian federal and the American federal governments. But that's me. Omega, you do other shit all over the interwebs.
Yeah, I am all over the interwebs. Generally, you can find me under one name, unless you want to catch me over on Facebook, in which case you go check out TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, you can find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle, if you want to follow me. If you want to see everything that I do, you can catch it on TJ Omega for YouTube. And then it's TJOmega.net for things that are not on YouTube. And I will say this time, if you are the Tumblr type, I am also TJ Omega on there, where I did a big write-up on my very last visit to a Toys R Us.
That had to hurt.
Yeah, I'm taking that a little personally.
That's a sad commentary in the state of the world's affairs when Toys R Us's are closing down everywhere, not just in the United States. I'm sad.
The Canadian branch might get bought, so I'm annoyed at you right now.
You're annoyed at me. Okay, yeah, sure. It's all my fucking fault.
Always is.
Yeah, he's not here tonight. He got stuck in traffic, and he got lost between Philadelphia and Washington. But you can follow Mike, Heartbreak Mike, on Twitter at the WTR Radio. Do so if you haven't.
Now, before we go, remember, want to win a copy of the Book of Booty? keep playing and following along with facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork when we can post all the full details. You can win a signed copy of the Book of Booty when we do WrestleMania Pick'em.
That's booty.
Full.
And that's our show. Have yourselves a great week, everybody. Talk to you next Sunday night.
WildTalkRadio.com.